You guys obviously didn't get the result you wanted against Towson last season. What's different in your approach to tomorrow's game to ensure a different outcome?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have to be a little bit more aggressive. There has to be a higher sense of urgency. For us, I think we were dominating the game, so we felt like it was just going to come. And, I think that's the trappings of just waiting. So we have to be a little bit more urgent. We have to start a little bit better. And then we have to be really clinical in the final third because they don't make things easy. They're a difficult team to beat. So I think that that's really important.
So, considering the kind of the dramatic finish of that game and not getting the result you wanted, would you consider this approach sort of a revenge mindset coming into this game?
We try not to get into that. We try and deal with like it's a different team, it's a different season and all of that. But I would certainly not be human if I didn't feel like I would want to have a better result from last year. I just don't think that that reflected our team in an accurate way. So certainly we want to be able to make up for that this year.
Yeah, and real quick, you came into the Florida State game with an almost entirely new lineup. How did you feel about the performances of the freshmen and the transfer players and how they gelled with the team in that first game?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of why it was so helpful to play them at the beginning because we just don't have the luxury of kind of easing in. Our conference is very unforgivable. The margin of winning and losing is so small. So, we scheduled a pro team in our first day of preseason. We scheduled this Florida State game at the first regular season game because we really need to kind of test ourselves at a high level early to then know what we need to kind of tweak. And it also is a really good opportunity for all of our new players to see what the standard is. And so I think that that will help us as we move forward. So it was really clear the things we did well, and there's plenty of it against Florida State. It was certainly not just all a total loss by any means. For us to play toe to toe with them in our normal formation for 38 minutes was really encouraging. But again, an elite team separated themselves from us by those set pieces. And so, that was important for us to address this week in between games.
Yeah, and just last question here. I guess you could say the score line wasn't fair to the performance of the team. So what was your message to the team afterwards?
Yeah, at the break, it was funny. We had that rain delay, and I know our players were really anxious to get back out there. And I just reminded them of that. I said, listen, remember how you guys felt at that rain delay? We had played almost the entire first half, and you guys were really excited, really encouraged. So don't let the last half really overshadow the entire game. So why did we feel encouraged? We went back, we watched film pretty extensively. So we saw the good things that we did. We saw the areas that we have to address and improve upon pretty quickly. So I think that they came away with like clear feedback, but also some encouragement on some of the progress we're making.